This is Danielle Yawovietska with the BBC News. Hello. For a fourth successive night, a batch of Israeli hostages has been exchanged for a group of Palestinian prisoners under the temporary truce between Hamas and Israel. The 33 Palestinians were freed from Israeli jails after midnight local time. Earlier, Hamas had released 11 Israeli captives. Lucy Williamson reports.
All 11 Israeli hostages freed from Gaza tonight are from the same community of kibbutz near Oz. They include three-year-old twin girls and seven other children, along with two of their mothers. All the children's fathers are still being held hostage in Gaza. The hostages were freed in return for 33 Palestinian prisoners released from Israeli jails on the fourth day of this temporary ceasefire. Hamas has said it will present a list of 20 more hostages to Israel, which, under the terms of the agreement, would mean two more days of truce and more Palestinian prisoners released.
The regional director for Near and Middle East of the International Committee of the Red Cross has told the BBC he believes that half of northern Gaza has been destroyed. Fabrizio Carboni said his staff in Gaza have been deeply affected by what they've witnessed. The authorities in Sierra Leone have blamed renegade soldiers for what they say was a planned and coordinated attack on the capital on Sunday. 20 people were killed by gunmen who assaulted an armory and prisons in Freetown. Here's Myeni Jones.
At the moment, the situation isn't really clear. Current and former servicemen are involved. That's what the government's been willing to say. One thing that is clear is that the government is really keen to send a message that it's on top of things. And the fact that it's been reluctant to call this a coup, for the government, this isn't the right time for it. It's a country that's just emerging from several crises. They're trying to encourage foreign investment and they want stability above anything else. And so the idea of a military takeover right now is very frightening to them.
The UN Secretary General has urged world leaders to take decisive action to tackle climate change at the COP28 summit in Dubai this week. Antonio Guterres was speaking on his return from Antarctica, where sea ice cover hit an all-time low this year. Neda Taufik reports.
The Secretary General said it was profoundly shocking to stand on the ice of Antarctica and to hear from scientists how fast it was disappearing. This September, new figures showed that the ice was smaller than average for this time of year by an area roughly the size of Portugal, Spain, France, and Germany combined. Antonio Guterres said we were trapped in a deadly cycle, that as the ice vanishes, more heat is absorbed into the Earth's atmosphere, which means rising seas, more storms, floods, fires, droughts, and more melting.
World News from the BBC. North Korea's state media says its recently launched military spy satellite has taken photos of the White House, the Pentagon, and aircraft carriers at a U.S. naval base in the state of Virginia. It says that the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was presented with the pictures. Pyongyang hasn't released any of them. Seoul said it was monitoring the activities of the satellite. Niger's military junta has overturned an anti-migration law that criminalised the transportation of migrants through the country. The law was introduced in 2015 with EU backing to help reduce the flow of West Africans to Europe. Analysts say the move indicates the junta is asserting its authority in defiance of international pressure. The Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has expressed his annoyance after a meeting in London with the British Prime Minister was cancelled at short notice. A source in Britain's governing Conservative Party said comments made on television by Mr. Mitsotakis about the return to Greece of the Parthenon marbles had made the meeting impossible. Peter Sol reports.
At the weekend, the Greek Prime Minister said having some of the treasures in London and others in Athens was like cutting the Mona Lisa in half. Those comments irritated Rishi Sunak to the extent that he called off face-to-face talks that were due to take place tomorrow lunchtime. A meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister has been offered instead, but it's been turned down by Kyriakos Mitsotakis. He's said to be disappointed, baffled and annoyed. The 45-minute conversation was supposed to cover areas of shared interest, such as the conflict in the Middle East, Russia's invasion of Ukraine and migration.
A large international study has failed to find a definitive link between the internet and mental health. It involved 2 million people aged from 15 to 90. The lead researcher said they were expecting to find a smoking gun linking technology and well-being, but they didn't find it. However, the study did not look at social media use. That's the latest BBC World News.